We did yesterday, we saw the machlokas, seemingly a machlokas, between Tosfos and Shabbos and the Rosh Hashanah, that says that even if there is no criteria, lifnei iver, midoraisa, that's only charav or denara, there's still an issa derabbanan, of whether it's misayer or lahafrish iser. Then we saw a Tosfos in Avodah Zarah that said that it seems to be it's only, there is no issa derabbanan at all. And that's how the Ramah brought it down in Siman Kuf Nun Aleph. So the two opinions, the Ramah understood that they argue, and he said, V'nagu l'hakel, like the Tosfos in Avodah Zarah, but you should be machmir if you can. That was one way to look at it as a contradiction. A second way we explained it was not through the Ramah, but the Shach. The Shach says, no, it's not a contradiction, it's talking about two different people, whether there's an Isser Darabbanan or not. The Shach had said that what? That if it's by Yisrael, then there's an Isser Darabbanan that you have to be mafrishim. Versus if it's talking about a mumar or a nochri, then there is no Isser Darabbanan. Together with the Dagul Merivava, we saw that the mumar doesn't just mean because both the Dagul Merivava or the Cheska Landau and the Binyan Siyam of Yaakov Etlinger quoted the Chavos Yar and say, Mapitom, if he's a mumar, he's a Jew, you still have to mumar. He's a Yisrael, he's a Yisraelu. And therefore, they come and they said that the mumar is actually a person who is amazing. And that was the distinction we said of a vendor selling in Yankee Stadium versus Wrigley Field. Because we said in Yankee Stadium, it's mamish, probably much more of a mason, as close as possible, since he could be buying hot dogs that are kosher. Yeah. But instead, unless like somebody wants to give me all the use their thumbs that, look, the kosher hot dogs are 300 times the price than the regular hot dogs with the sausage, or hot dogs with sausage. But we had said that that's probably a good nafkamina there, that he's mamish there being bemazed. And if the mover there is being bemazed, I can be the vendor and I do not have to be mafrishim. Then we saw the third opinion, which was one of Rav Etlinger, who in the Binyan Siyam, who said there's a difference whether it's pre or post Avera or the Maisa Avera. Today, all of this is if I am not, meaning it's either Parnasa, that concept of being the vendor, or the concept of he's initiating. Part of the major question we had is, can I be the initiator? I being the host. Forget about, that's one of the distinctions if you got through the sources. We'll see, one of the differences in the sources could be a matana, lo yitain, the Shulchan Aruch said, versus mechira, actually selling, okay? But is there a difference when I am instigating? I'm the one who's the host, and I'm saying, please come to my house for Shabbos, or as a public institution, the Shabbos, like we had said, I am in a Beit Knesset, and we know that people are going to drive their cars. Can I tell them that there is a beautiful Kiddush and try to encourage them to come to Shul on Shabbat, even though I know they're going to drive cars? This was the question for the last 40 years in the United States of America. The question. The question. Probably still is a lot of the questions. Okay? The similar question that we're going to answer, not only that, we're going to answer, like I mentioned to some of you, I got a phone call 5 years ago when I was living in Modi'in, that a young lady, 21 years old, I used to teach in Bar Ilan once a week to try to encourage them, if they made Aliyah, to be able to continue developing in their growth. And she asked me, at that time I didn't have WhatsApp, she called me, and she said, I want to give out a candy to everybody around in Bar Ilan to be mechazik there for Rosh Chodesh. Today's Rosh Chodesh. Can I give a candy? Even though I know that not everyone's going to make a bracha. Is that a problem of listening even? So all of these questions are all connected to what we're doing. For us to answer, I wanted to do one more Gemara with you, and then bring it all together. One other Gemara with you was the Gemara Chulin and Nafkuf Zayin, that the Shulchan Aruch brought down also, that said in the first source for you today, that said what? Rav Zeirat said, Lo yitein Adam Prusa, v'toch piv tov shamash, Elim kin yodea bo shenatal yadav. Okay? So we have this Dina the Gemara of Rav Zeir Marav that's brought down the Shulchan Aruch that says you can't give a piece of bread. Literally it says into the mouth, which is important when we talked about the Binyan Sion yesterday. about what exactly is Bishas Avera. And if you were astute, you saw the Bach. When he's going to say, he makes that distinction also. The Magen Avraham quoted the Bach. That distinction, if you didn't get what I just said, we're going to go over it. But he said, for sure you can't give it to him to eat unless you know he's going to do Netilat Yadayim. On this Gemara, Rabbeinu Yonah has a very, very important statement, and it comes off, if you just read Rabbeinu Yonah, just alone, you can have different ways to understand it, and that's what happened when the Rama quotes the Rabbeinu Yonah. And the question is, what he means. So first, let's just read Rabbeinu Yonah. Yes.
All of them for the night to they're all predicated on the assumption that you're actually feeding a guy. When are you ever feeding a guy?
As I had said, it's not necessarily true what you just said, because only the Bach had made that distinction about the Bach had said the distinction between actually feeding him at the Shas of Era versus later on. That's what we're going to see.
Across the board, they all agree that it's an issue of
giving him a piece of bread, knowing that he's not going to either do Netilat Yadayim, or the Rabbeinu Yonah says in source number 2, Yesh lemeid mikan she'ein ra'oi latet le'echol. You shouldn't give him to eat unless you know he's going to make a bracha. That's the first part of Rabbeinu Yonah. Correct? What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? Yesh lemeid mikan. Right, that's the first part. That what? You should not ein notnim lo le'echol unless what? Eliyim kain yodea that he's going to make a bracha. That's
one?
The first part.
That's not number one.
It will be in a second. Now I'm just quoting.
Which
one?
Yodea sheyesh levaret. Oh, sweet. I don't think that's part of
this is Rabbeinu Yonah word for word. And then he says, Venira.
You're saying that he has two parts. I think it's only one part.
You think which part is only one part? The second part?
The second half is commented.
This is not somebody else. This is for sure not somebody else. He doesn't say that.
You read it.
I'm just reading how everybody reads it also. How everyone quotes him. I'm reading all these different things. I'm putting it together with you.
The words.
Let me just first read it and then you'll tell me. Venira, Shemitkavin. It's the second part of Rabbeinu Yonah, no? I'm just reading Rabbeinu Yonah. Venira, Shemitkavin.
Lasso Mitzvah.
Doesn't say Venira Lee. Venira, Shemitkavin.
Lasso
Mitzvah. Meaning, again, he doesn't say, because then he's modifying what he says. He's modifying what he said. A lot of times when it's not him and he's quoting, he would say, this is my Rebbe, Natre Rachmana, Venirat Nun Reshnun. He's modifying. Venirashim, Kevach Mitkavin Lasot. Mitkavin Lasot. What? Mitzvat Staka. I'm happy to hear, look, there are a lot of different chilukim here. That's why I brought it up. Shenoti Betorah Staka. Lasot mitzvah. Lasot mitzvah.
I'll read it to you. Shenotein b'torah tzedakah.
Thank you for the help. Shenotein.
B'torah
tzedakah. Stakam tak. See, here we have, which a lot of people just wanted to focus on the last part, which some do. That what? What is Rabbeinu Yonah saying? What is Rabbeinu Yonah saying? That's the question here. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this thing. And the Shulchan Aruch says only, Lo yitein le'echol, elamish yodea bo shivar. Shulchan Aruch in Kuf Samech Tet, Siv Bet, says, do not give, and as I pointed out, others say it's dafka by giving, as opposed to mechira might be different. Lo yitein le'echol, elwa, lemi sheyodea sheyvarich. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote the Rabbeinu Yonah. Only the Ramah quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? What does Rabbeinu Yonah say? That's a huge machlokas of how to understand it. And there are many, we have many opinions on how to understand what Rabbeinu Yonah means. And some people are going to see one way of it, some people the other way. That's what we're going to learn. That's why you saw the Rishon inside. And you might not like it. Well, good. Let's figure out what he says. Okay? One of the things, the first thing I hope you, some of you then saw, is why does the Shulchan Aruch agree with the Ramban Rabbein Yonah? Does he agree with him?
No.
Oh, what?
No.
I'm doing that right now. Who's the Beis Yosef? Who's the Beis Yosef? Shulchan Aruch. And the Beit Yosef is the Shulchan Aruch, who is Rabbi Yosef Karo. In the Beit Yosef, Mr. Khan asked what? He quotes in the source number 3. He quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. Correct or no?
Yeah.
And then what does he say?
He says that
the Ein Dvarav Nirim comes to Beit Yosef.
According to Rabbeinu Yonah, he should be able to beat the Shach.
Right? But Beit Yosef comes, and that's the same person as Shulchan Aruch, and says, I don't like Rabbeinu Yonah. Why don't I ex Rabbeinu Yonah? Why don't I agree with Rabbeinu Yonah?
Because the Gemara says differently.
Because the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch himself quoted it in Sif Aleph in Kuf Samech Tet. He says, because giving the shamish is also a mitzvah. He says, giving a shamish is also a mitzvah. And Schwartz wants to yell at me, it's not a mitzvah. Hold on 1 second. And some people will agree with you. That's fine. But you saw a lot of poskim that didn't agree with you. There are some people who do agree with you. The Divrei Chamudo that's quoted in the Sri Yerush says all these chilukim that we're about to do. Okay? But there's different ways to look at it. But the Beis Yosef understood that giving to the shamish is also a mitzvah. Is also a mitzvah. But still, what did the Shulchan Aruch say? The Shulchan Aruch and Sif Aleph had said what? Therefore, what? The Shulchan Aruch had said, indeed of the Shulchan Aruch is, the only way I can give somebody to eat, even though it's B'Torah's mitzvah, I'm giving a guy a mitzvah, just like the Shamish is a mitzvah, I can only do it if I know for sure he's going to what? Make a bracha. Right? Okay? Eli imkein mishi yodea. That's the language of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay?
How do
I read what? Who?
The Shulchan Aruch.
The Beis Yosef. I don't agree with Rabbeinu Yonah. I'm reading source 3 inside. Everyone should know how to read the Beis Yosef. The whole litain l'shamish nami mitzvah, comma. He says even giving to the shamish is a mitzvah. And what? Vafilu hachi lo yitain lo elim ken yodeh shenata yadav. I'm still not allowed to give it to him unless I know for sure he's washed his hands. Therefore, this the Shulchan Aruch argues on the Ramah. There are many ways to argue on the Shulchan Aruch. And what is the Ramah saying when he says yesh mekilim? When the Ramah says the word yesh mekilim here, what is he coming to do and to say when he's quoting Rabbeinu Yonah? One, first of all, could say, like Mr. Schwartz, to say there's no comparison to the Shamish. What are you talking about, Mr. Beis Yosef? The Shamish case wasn't a mitzvah. That's one way to argue on this. Okay, as we will see. Right? To cholek on the Shulchan Aruch. Number one is, now you didn't see that, if you got the sources later on, that's what the Sri Deish quotes. The Sri Deish had quoted that. That it's not Stalka. Right? Right? If you look at the end of paragraph Chaf Aleph, it's on page 3. At the end of the paragraph Chaf Aleph, when the Sri Deish quoted this whole Torah, he says, Vine kushita beit Yosef anir le'el, yesh liyashi v'pshitut. Like Mr. Schwartz said, the b'shamish like a mitzvah staka, because I have a chiyuv to be mifarnesim, and I have to give him my mizonos. And he says, he quotes an achron, the Divrei Chamudos, to chul in that gemara, and then he answers that question. However, not everybody agrees to that, as we saw, that would be one way to argue. You'd be cholek to say that the shamish, no proof against it, because the shamish is not a mitzvah. However, you saw a lot of different notes that came on the Shulchan Aruch that didn't agree with this. And, just for the record, so we don't get lost, why did I bring down this Rabbeinu Yonah to you? Not only for these other nice cute points. The reason I brought it up, it's going to come up with Lifnei Iver, and we're going to have other conditions of not only about the Trei Avri Denara, there may be other very important conditions that will allow certain things to happen, which till now we would not have said. And that's what we're going to see. This Rabbeinu Yonah is crucial. But before that, let's just quickly see what the Taz says, what the Machatzis HaShekel says, what the Magen Avraham says, and the Mishnah Berurah, to do that quickly. I know everybody did it. The Taz, when he says Yesh Mekilim in the Mishnah Berurah at the beginning, all quote Rabbi Yonah, and they explain, what does the Taz say? According to how do they understand Rabbi Yonah? How does the Taz, when it says Yesh Mekilim, as opposed to the Shulchan Aruch, who says, I can only give it if what? I know for sure that he's going to make a bracha. Comes the Taz and says what? Yesh Mekilim, if I'm doing it b'torah staka, and what? And it's b'torah staka, and what else? And it's got to be...
He's not here about
it.
Not Ani.
He's not here about it.
No, what does that mean? Big will or possibly will?
It says, possibly. You feel like a moment to tell me to staka, only if he's going to be about
it. You may anger.
It's a stuffing. Says the Taz in source number 4 in Zeudat Rabbeinu Yonah V'nire Tamo de Mitzvah Tzedakah Hi Vadai. I want to give Tzedakah V'Safek Im Yito Yadon. It's Safek whether he's going to do Netilat Yadayim or make a bracha. Here's not my Netilat Yadayim. Ain Safek Motzi Midei Vadai Tzedakah. He says if it, as long as it's a Safek, as long as what? It's not 100% that he's not going to make a bracha. I have a vadai mitzvah of staka. I have a suffix whether he's going to make a bracha. Ain't suffix motzi midei vadai. That's how the Taz understands the kula of Rabbeinu Yonah. The classical interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah is do not read, listen to what I'm saying, do not read the blue of Rabbeinu Yonah disconnected from the ratio of Rabbeinu Yonah. Don't say that when he says it's kavanas for mitzvah, that's totally fine, carte blanche, I don't care if the guy is going to make a bracha or not. No! Since it's kavanah mitzvah staka, I can be mako that what? As long as I know that there's a chance that he'll make a bracha.
What is a chance?
Okay, that's a good question. I don't know if it's nine. There's a chance. 5% chance. I know for sure. It's not that I know for sure 100%. I don't know, 5%, 50%, that's a good question. I don't know. And then he answers up the question of the Beit Yosef, not like the Divrei Chamudot in Schwartz, but he himself says that the difference between the Shamish and or anybody else is what? The Shamish, right? So the first answer we had here is the Shamish is not a mitzvah. The second way to understand the people who are cholik on the Beit Yosef, this is the Taz, is what? Is that the Shamish works for me. He's Nichnat Tachtav, and therefore, in that case, I can ask, make sure, make a bracha, and I'm not worried that he's going to get all upset because he's subservient to me. Versus Acherim, he had said what? In that case, I'm worried if I tell him, go make a bracha, he might go and what? He might get upset. Ma'ash Inkim Acher. If Shemitoch Kach Yiktzof Lo Yirtzel LeKabel, I'm worried that what? The Safek is going to be Motzi Meivadai. As a result of that, I'm going to lose, right? I'm going to be Me'abed. I'm going to lose my Mitzvah Tzedakah. Because the guy's going to get upset if I ask him to what? To make a bracha. Or to watch.
Can you also apply the Kiruv here and say this is adding his also as a
We'll say.
But you need to decide when not to apply Kiruv.
We'll get that. We haven't said anything about Kiruv yet. We haven't said anything about Kiruv. Right? All we've said is that according to the Taz, the main point is what? That in Safik Motzi Midei Vada. Yesh Mekilim, how the Ramah understood Rabbeinu Yonah, according to the Taz's interpretation, how the Magen Avraham first brings, how the Mishnah Berurah brings it first down, they understand Rabbeinu Yonah saying that what? That if there is Torah staka, and it's only a suffix, in suffix motzi midei vadai, the Shamish is different because it's not a suffix. Everybody hear what I just said? The Shamish is different, not because it's not a mitzvah, but because it's not a suffix. The guy is going to make the bracha because he's working for me. Okay? Adkan the Taz.
Wait, is he, when do you give, like,
Quickly, does he accept what?
That it is a mitzvah. But he said,
no, he doesn't make that. Yeah, no, he's assuming that it's a mitzvah. He's assuming that it's a mitzvah. What?
How?
What do you mean how?
How?
You want to know what the exact mitzvah is when I'm giving food to my shamash? Gemilas chasad. It's a mitzvah. Gemilas chasad. Could be. Could be. What? Okay. Next. Next. If you look 1 second, I'm not ready yet. The Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah quoted what we saw over there. The Mishnah Berurah at the beginning quotes the Lechem Chamudos. What, exactly what we just said. Okay? That the Shamash is not a mitzvah. This is, we saw this in the Sri Dish, but the Mishnah Berurah quoted it. That's, this is the Lechem Chamudot on Masechet Chulin, which is the Gemara that we said. The Mishnah Berurah quoted it. Okay? And that's what he said that I showed you in source number 6. That he quotes the Ramah, and he said, Lo mafkinan mitzvah tzedakah b'shvil chshash. Again, exactly like the Taz. Chshash shema lo yivarech. Even though the Shamash in the previous Sif and Sif Aleph, there we're worried because there it's not staka. Exactly like Mr. Schwartz and the Divrei Chamudot said, Lechem Chamudot. However, Achim Yodea, as we had seen so far, Im Yodea B'Vadai, therefore they don't read it. Like some people wanted to read Rabbeinu Yonah, once it's the mitzvah staka, you don't care. No, you do care. Achim Yodea B'Vadai, Shelo Yivarech, Asur Litein Lo Af B'Torat Staka, comma. Until now, before we get to the Prima Gavim, this is the Taz, this is the Mishnah Berurah saying this idea also. Okay? Now, within this comes 1A. There's 1A that the Prima Gavim gives, one idea that says that what? Again, ain't Safik Motzi Midei Vadai, therefore you give him as long as it's a Safik. But if you know for sure he's not going to make a bracha, even if it's Torat Staka, Asur to give him. Comes 1A, the Prima Gavim. Prima Gavim at the end of the Mishnah Berurah says, you should know, that's only if you know he's not going to make a bracha, mitoch rishuto. The Prima Gavim says this is only if it's, right, it's a sword to give him, if he's not going to make the bracha, lo yivarech, only if it's out of rishut. The guy's a Rosh Marusha. But, if he's mitoch onesh yiliyoch levarech, let's say, tinok shenishpa, or he's got a sore throat, any of the other things, you can still give the mitzvah. Tinok shenishpa is literally a baby that's been captured. It's an expression of, it's an expression, okay, for people who, in the culture, whatever it is. See, here we have already, you talked about Kiruv, we'll get back to that also.
No, but that's explain what I asked to
Prima Gavim says that even though in this first interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah, even though in the first interpretation of Rabbeinu Yonah, that we said if the guy for sure is not going to make a bracha, still even according to Rabbeinu Yonah, even though it's mitzvah staka, even though, hello everybody here, even though it's mitzvah staka, you cannot give it to him. The Prima Gavim in 1A says that's only if the guy is not going to make a bracha, from Rishut. But if it's onus, you can still give it to him. Comes the Machatzita Shekel. The Machatzita Shekel comes and says a tremendous question. We've been throwing it around Netilas Yadayim and Birkat HaMazon. The Machatzita Shekel, who's a commentary in the Magen Avraham, says, I don't understand. Okay, he quotes on, he says, I don't understand the question that people had on Rabbeinu Yonah, which we'll go back to the Magen Avraham and the Bach, which will lead us to where we're up to. But in the source number 8, what does he say? We said, you can't give a prusa unless you know for sure he's going to make a bracha, or netilat yadayim, excuse me. The language of the Gemara, is, Elim ken yodea bo, shenatal yadav, comes Rabbeinu Yonah and says, Yesh lemeidi mikan, Shein roi latet le'echol ela mishi yodeh shivarech. Ask the Machatzitza Shekel, what is going on? Turn the page. Since the Shas is talking about Netilat Yadayim, why does Rabbeinu Yonah talk about Birkas HaMazon? He should have said, Yesh lemeidi mikan. Again, it's a small proof that, as I had said, There's no other opinions here. This is all Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay? Yesh l'meidim mikan she'ein ra'ui latet le'achol ela l'mi she'yodim she'not le'yadav. Should have said, I shouldn't give a person to eat unless I know he's going to make netilat yadayim. So therefore comes the ma'achatzita shekel and says that what? He agrees. It must be that when Rabbeinu Yonah says this, because of the severity of people being, I'm adding on, because that's the focus of Chulin, Netilat Yadayim, comes now, and the Machatzis HaShekel, and says, you should know that within Rabbeinu Yonah, the Rabbeinu Yonah says, if it's what? If it's for, if I know for sure that what? He's not going to do the Netilat Yadayim. If he's not going to do the Netilat Yadayim, can I give it to him?
No.
Asur to give him. I know what Netilat Yadayim. And the reason why that is because people are nizalzel in the Netilat Yadayim that we see in Gemaras all over the place, and that is bad news, and there's bad punishments for people that are nizalzel in that tikkun derabbanan. One second. Umodu tamidi Rabbeinu Yonah that feel the Torah tzedakah there is us. Okay, and that's why the only time he's mako would be what? Would be the case of by giving a bit, if there's a chance, again, ain't safek motzi midei vadai. When it comes to I'm going to give tzedakah, there's a chance of the birkat hamazon. Comes the ma'achat tzedakah will say, look, there's a chance he's going to do birkat hamazon. That's d'oraita. People are not mizalzel in d'oraitas. I'll take that chance when I have a vadai mitzvah tzedakah. Versus what? Versus if the guy is not going to do the Tilat Yadayim, people are themselves on the Tilat Yadayim, even Rabbeinu Yonah, even if I want to give the Torah Tzedakah, still you can't give it a Tilat Yadayim. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah switches over from what? From the Gemara's the Tilat Yadayim to the Birkat HaMazon. That's the Chiddush of the Ma'achatzis HaShekel. For what we need is much more the Magen Avraham quoting the Bach. The Magen Avraham now quotes the Bach. And he says, there's a very important difference. You know what the difference is? Okay. Come, look back please. Source number 7. First at the beginning he says what we had seen about, if you know for sure he's not going to make a bracha, it's aser. And then he quotes the Bach. And he says, Davka min Tilat Yadayim. You know why? You know why there's a difference? Not because of what I said. I gave a svara now. Everyone with me? I gave a svara of the Machatzit HaShekel, which could be legitimate. But what the Maginav, what the Bach says is that's not the idea. It's not the idea of being mezalzel in the Tilat Yadayim versus not being mezalzel Birkat HaMazon. It's a nice svara that I gave. But the Bach says something different. What does the Bach say? In source number 7, Sif Katan Vav, Siman Kuf Samach Tet, Vizel Shonam, Davka bin Tilat Yadayim Aser. The tekef b'shah shenosein yado kidei lechol over mishum lefnei iver. Why the second that what happens? I'm giving the bread. Then he's over lefnei iver because he's not doing the tilat yadayim. But the bracha exactly. Whoever just said that, very good. Who said that? Kirsch and Siegel. Aval b'bracha. This is the Magen Avraham. Aval. Bibracha, bibracha, b'shah shenosno, ain't over. Dim achar kach, lo yivarech ma'alin lasot. The Magen Avraham says there's a very big difference. Whether it's what with the Bach, what's the difference? The difference is it at the time mamash at the bisman of the iser, or is it what acharei? Should sound familiar. Okay, that's exactly what we talked about yesterday from the Binyan Siyam. Very important. Give me a second. Okay? That's a very important distinction. Within this, now we can start and we add one more piece. The one more piece is, you saw today, and then we're going to bring it all together. You saw today the 3DH. Okay, just give me a second. Okay, if you haven't seen the 3DH, let's bring everything together now. It's source number 10.
It's the 3H thing.
Okay? Now, let's first put it all together. Okay, so we have all of these sources. But there's one other way to learn the Rabbeinu Yonah. And that's what the Sri Deish does. The Sri Deish learns the Rabbeinu Yonah, not like the Taz, to say that it's Sofik Nidei Vada. And if it's Vadai, the guy's going to make what? If the Vadai that he's going to not make a bracha, then what? I'm not allowed to do mitzvah stuck. Okay, that's what the Taz, the Mishnah Berurah says. The Prima Gadim adds a small piece, which is important about Ones. The Machzis Hasheka, quoting this whole analysis of the box, says if it's Netzirat Tidayim, it's Aser. I gave a whole Svar Bezalza. It's not what the Magen Avraham says, even though I think there's legitimacy to the Svara. His Svara is Bizman versus Achare. One other important piece, you know what Rabbeinu Yonah is saying? Is that once you're mitkavein to do, this is what Mr. Kirsch wanted to say, this is what Mr. Aryeh wanted to say, once I'm mitkavein to do mitzvah staka, then even though I know for sure Vadai, the guy, is not going to make a bracha, still it's mutter. And the mitzvah.
No, Vadai, no bracha. Vadai, no bracha.
Vadai, no bracha. Mitkavein to do a mitzvah, if I am mitkavein for a mitzvah, mitkavein, if I, the person who in theory is being machshil him, quote unquote, I'm giving him the piece of bread, but I really want for a mitzvah, then there's no din of lifnei iver. Let's go over this. That is what we're going to see within Rabbeinu Yonah. That is, might be the pshat. Once he's mitkavein lasot mitzvah, shenotein v'toras staka, you are mutter. This, the Gra, the Vilna Gaon, quotes on this Shulchan Aruch. It's brought down by you. It's brought here in the Sri Deish. It's brought down in the Sri Deish. The Rabbi Chil Yaakov Weinberg. It's brought down in Chaf. In Chaf Aleph, in the second paragraph, he says, Ayin Bibir Hagra, that he says the source of Rabbeinu Yonah is the Mishnah in Masechet Demai, in Paragimel Masechet Demai. What does it say in Paragimel of Masechet Demai? I have the Kati Mishnayos here for you. He says, Ma'achilim et ha'aniyim demai, v'tachsanya demai. You're allowed to give the aniyim demai. What's demai? It's a suffix. It's a suffix. Since most, but the reason is that demai is only a chumra bilvad. Therefore, chachamim were make for aniyim that you can give them demai. Okay, the Rambam says again to be meikel for tzedakah, but then it says that achsania demai, and the Rambam in the state of achsania, as opposed to Rashi, that it's talking about the chayalim of the melech that go from place to place, and we have to be mefarnes them because they're like aniim. The Rambam says it's talking about achsania, like we say it in normal Hebrew language, which is orchim, and just like the chachamim were meikel for the aniim for mitzvah tzedakah, so do their matir demai. For orchim lechazek mitzvat achsanya kedei lahakel al balei achsanya. This, the Vilna Gaon says, is the source of this Rabbeinu Yonah. Okay, this is the source. We're saying that once it's being done for the mitzvah, in this case of the achsanya, of being able to do hachnasat orchim properly, they were able to be meiko. In, for a chumra in this case. Okay? An idea that there's a chance they didn't do to mine. One second. Within this is how we can now learn the Rabbeinu Yonah. And within this, we can now go back to a lot of very interesting questions. The first, and then bring it all together. The first one is the question of Shabbos. The question of Shabbos, can I... And it's important, the formulation of all these questions. Can I invite people to my shul on Shabbos, even though I know they're going to drive? I know they're going to drive. Am I? Yes or no? So, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva I gave you, in Chelek Aleph, Siman Tzadik Tet, Rav Soloveitchik, it's written in the Divrei Rav, said absolutely not. And he didn't go like this. This idea of ones. He didn't talk about this, a concept of ones. He didn't talk about any other piece except for, even if you want to say, he'd be doing it anyway, and therefore it's no issue of lifnei iver d'oraisa. He says that, what are you doing? You're being misayaya. There's a problem. It's a regular. You're being misayaya over avera, and therefore a Moshe on a public level. Rav Soloveitchik said, absolutely not. I was speaking to Rabbi Marcus this morning at the Bris, Rabbi J. Marcus, who is my rabbi in Staten Island, and he told me that there was a big rabbi from St. Louis that was talking for years about this Shiloh, and if he would have gone like the other poskim that we would say, he would have changed St. Louis. But he had the psak of Rav Moshe and of Rav Soloveitchik that he was not allowed. There was no heter kiruv at this point of allowing people to drive to shul to come for Shabbos. Okay? However,
when was that established?
I don't know if it was established, but the question comes within all the principles that we're talking about right now. Rav Sternbach, if you look at Rav Sternbach that we gave out yesterday, even if you didn't get through it, we can look at it now. Rav Sternbach, give me one second just to get through some things. Rav Sternbach in Shin Nun Chet. It's a very specific question. Because he says that I have a son of a Baal Tshuva. Ben Baal Tshuva. This is important, just the actual question, because each question is different. This question is different than I have my parents, if my parents aren't from. Not that I'm a Baal Tshuva. Meaning, there's a certain formulation here. His formulation is, I'm a Ben Baal Tshuva, that I'm inviting my parents to a Sudat Leilav Shabbat, and I know that they're going to go home in their car. So look what his the Taina of the son said, Rav Sternbach, is that this is the way he's being makar of his parents to Yahadut. Right? But he thinks that he's being machshil them to be Mechalel Shabbat. And again, but if they wouldn't come to me, they'll be Mechal Shabbat anyway. They'll go golfing, whatever it is. They'll go driving. So at least here, his hope is that little by little, they'll be Mekarev. Okay, and according to him, he already sees certain Hitkadmut, the grandchildren.
And
what he was saying is they would be doing all the Mechal Shabbat instead of it. That's correct. He makes it halach. He says, maybe it should be awesome to shimlif neiver. Says Rav Sternbach, nira, she is sold on isserlif neiver, is similar to an iver shemach shilo. It's similar to a blind person when you're machshilin. But, which is, a blind person's walking, you're going to stone there. That is, you don't have very good intentions. However, if I have kavana, that what? When I'm inviting them for the Shabbat meal, now what is it? It's for their own good. That's not called machshil. Listen to these chidushim here. He says, that's not called machshil. Because it's the kavanat hatom. It's like a doctor getting surgery. You're not called damaging or hitting the person. What are you doing? You're healing them. So to be here, this mindset of the hazmana, of inviting them for Shabbos, even though I know they might drive, or they're going to drive, is not considered lifnei iver. Because my kavana is not to give them a bad answer. But I'm hoping to help them through the derech ha'emet. And that which my friend or my parents here being Bechalel Shabbat, that they're choosing themselves. I'm not giving them that bet eitzah. Therefore he says, there is no lifnei iver. I didn't command them to travel. The opposite, I told them it's painful. I invited them to stay for Shabbat. Therefore he says, exactly, therefore he says, there is no lifnei iver because my kavanah is good. And he says to look at the shach and the dagon merababa that we said yesterday, that he quotes then the Shach of the Dagon Merababa, so now you can learn this, Shach of the Dagon Merababa. The Mummer is mazin. It's mazin. I don't have a derabbanan not to invite him. That's the Pesach Halach of Rav Sternbach that says you're allowed to invite him for Shabbat. This same idea comes up by Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in two things I gave you, of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Yesterday, anybody have the sheets from yesterday?
Yeah.
From Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, from the Rivavot Ephraim. The Rivavot Ephraim is Rav Ephraim Greenblatt. I think he didn't pass away. I think he's still alive. It's very bad. I don't know that. He made Aliyah from Memphis in Harnov. He might have passed. I think he passed away. That it's Siman Tov Bet, where he quotes Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. And there he says that what? He was asked a question from the Menahel of Or Sameach, the Kiruv Yeshiva. And there he says, what do we do for the Rechokim? You want to be Makari then to Torah Mitzvot, to come to Tefillah. And therefore there's a Sefer Balam El Hoil, that people that are Mako, for the people of Mechal Shabbos, the Tinok Shenishbu, like an onus type of idea, canon. He says in his first piece, Mutar Lahazmin, Gam mi shegar rechok mi makom atfila, ulatzia lo makom lina, karov al makom ba'ofen, shalei tzarek klal mechalal shabbat. You have to invite them that, look, stay here, don't do mechalal shabbat. And even if he doesn't accept the hatza'ah, ein chayavim ma'agilo, shi'imana mishukachlo. You don't have to say, look, I know for sure he's going to drive, still you don't tell him not to come. You don't have to tell him not to what? Come in the car. The same type of idea.
So you don't have to make that extra, like...
You do not have to tell him, do not get into the car. You have to invite him to be able to stay over for Shabbat. But since it's being done for the kiyur of purposes, then you're what? You're allowed to, even if he himself, you know he's going to drop. You try to tell him, no. Now, Rav Shkurbach, the paragraph I didn't say, there's a Chilul Hashem, you have to try to make sure that he shouldn't drive in the neighborhood, shouldn't park right in front of the house that they're going, 100%.
Rav Shkurbach also said that it's important about the saying, you know, it's bad to me that you have to drive, but still, you should come.
Correct.
But potentially, according to
Rav Shlomo Zalman,
that you may have to say that. Because
he says, there's a small difference there. Fair. I will tell you, again, it's for the mitzvah. Back to what Rabbeinu Yonah said. Till now, we've talked about 2 points of kiruv. How about not kiruv? You don't have intention of kiruv. I have a talmid like that, and his parents want to come for Shabbat. It's just to be what? The mitzvah of kibbutz amein. It's the mitzvah of kibbutz amein. And the idea is they don't come during the week, and this is the time for them to come. So it could very well be, even though it's not a matter of kiruv, but it's a matter of being able to have the proper relationship, keep it up and aim. It's also...
That's even more so than getting a car.
What?
Keep it up and aim, the right would probably be like even more so than getting a car.
No, again, what, and I say it's not docha lota say over here. We don't say that. Oh, keep it up and aim. On Shabbat, we don't do that. There's losa says and I say. We don't say in I say, docha lota say, but I say. Especially Shabbos. Yeah, it could be. That's a whole other issue of electricity, etc. But the point is, if you're mitkavim to do a mitzvah, okay, that would be another idea where as long as you're telling them not to do it on Shabbat, and you're offering them a place, then it could be okay. It could be okay. Now, just the issue comes, for sure this would work on Friday night. The bigger chiddush comes just Shabbos lunch.
Why?
Because for Friday night,
they can
definitely drive before and sleep over. So therefore, again, what we had just said is, even though you know they're driving on Friday night, comes to Shlomo Zalman and says, it's okay. For Shabbos lunch, it gets even more trickier, because then you know that they're going to be driving there also, driving both ways. That in itself is not so simple. Again, you can come back to the svara that we have, number one, of the kavanah of the mitzvah, plus the issue of the Magen Avraham is the bisman iser versus acharei, which is, what did I do? I invited them for Shabbat lunch. That is afterwards. It's not exactly at the same time. And therefore, there are those of Yaakov Ariel, who's the chief rabbi of Ramat Gan, that will then allow you even to have them for Shabbat lunch. The last piece before we finish is the Minchat Shlomo or Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that I talked about this question that I had said about giving over the Saki candies, and you're not sure they're going to make a bracha. Rav Shlomo Zalman talking about Lifnei Iver here says that the Isser is of the Tina Mechshol, and we have a big fear person who's giving money to yeshivas, and he loves Torah, obviously that's why he's giving money to yeshivas. And if you tell him, go make a bracha like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, there's a good chance, or at least a chance, that he's now going to be insulted, he's going to stop giving the money. Rav Shlomo Zalman, in the same Avira, that since the Kavanah is for the good, then by actually telling him to make a bracha, it's actually a bigger Netinat Mechshol than him not making a bracha. Because the Mechshol is going to be that he's going to stop giving money, he'll stop, start hating Judaism, etc. And therefore he has a chidush, and he says the same idea comes, and I wrote down here with Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger has a svara that says if you know a guy wants to get a mohawk, a guy wants to shave off all of his pates, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says it's better for a woman to do it because it's lessening the isurim, because the woman doesn't have an isur of nikaf. For the man, he's got two isurim. The idea again, if you're lessening the isurim, if you're less what?
Or a non-Jewish barber, who cares?
Okay, that'd be the non-Jewish barber. That's true also. But that's the chiddush of Kiva Eger. Again, the idea, Rav Shlomo Zalman even calls it, at most he calls it a Avera Ktana. At one point in the Tshuva he says, it's not even an Avera. Because by me not telling him to make the bracha, it's actually a great, it's a Hatzala, he calls it. A Hatzala mi Mechshol Gadol. It's actually saving from a greater sum mimach. This is Rav Shlomo Zalman Ormach. So we've seen, we saw at the end of the sugya, okay, a very complex halachic shailas about inviting non-from parents or cousins, and it has to do with the machlokas we saw yesterday, whether there's any siddur rabbanan. The idea then comes up of when you have this idea for based on Rabbeinu Yonah. The Gros says from the Mishnah in Demai that when you're mitkavein for mitzvahs, staka, you're mitkavein for the good, then you're able to, even though if you know for sure the guy's not going to make a bracha, you're allowed to give it to him for mitzvah staka. We then apply that. Rav Sternbach, we also talked about the concept of the Magen Avraham Bach, the difference between Bizmana Isser versus Acharei, same idea. When I'm inviting him, it's right now, but the Isser is only happening later. And some of the other ideas, but obviously the difference in the Chilul Hashem in public versus maybe even private might be that much more, make that much of a great Shabbos. We'll start off with the next sugya on Chazara on Sunday, and Monday will be the next sugya of finishing up this sugya on Daf Gimel Manal. Shabbos.
You have to say that there's a mitzvah. Give me a specific mitzvah, because otherwise just the kiruv in general.
The Sri D.H. was mechadish based on the Rambam and Rashi. Right. And what is the mitzvah of lifnei iver? He quotes the Rambam in Nefesh Rotzeach. It says, "Kol hamachshav evil b'davar, v'yasi etzah shein ogenes, or mechazek yedei over avera." That he's a keeper and he doesn't see derech emet because of taiva libo yovel below tase. He asks, I don't understand. Why am I being machshil? The guy knows it's aser.
Right.
It's lifnei iver. Is it lifnei iver that he doesn't know? So he says, no. We see from here that the geder of lifnei iver lo yitein mechshol is what the geder is. What's the spot? That I am margil him and machzikin over avir. Right? And therefore, what if I'm doing the opposite?
Right.
When I am inviting him over for Shabbat because I'm being Mekayim mitzvah, I'm not being machshel there. I'm doing a mitzvah of Kibbutz Avayim. I am being mechazik that connection to Judaism. I am giving a mitzvah tzedakah. That's not called a ma'isa machshel. Just like when I gave the guy the gevir, the bracha, the food, and he's not good. That's not called being macho. It's called a maisa of being mechazek. What the guy's doing, and what? Not making a bracha. I'm actually being mechazek. What? The guy giving money to yeshivas.
Right. Yeah. According to the Taz, if it's a vadai, he's not going to make a bracha. It's aser.
Yes. Correct.
Why? Can't you say aser? Aser.
say
on Stucker?
What?
He also stuck with the same name.
And you're supporting him.
Says that.
I don't know. I'll think about it.